take?
You left these sitting on your desk, so I'll do them for you. Okay.
I wasn't at my desk all day today.
Mike and Greg.
That would be us.
That would be us.
So I'm at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why Today Doesn't Suck starts, and I know it's kind of a racy segment, as we're all aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the job I'm working on is an administration building for a church. The
Uh-oh.
Associate pastor walks in, who start hitting the drop, hey, Dill. The pastor asked me what it means. I lied to him and told him it's dillweed. It's a spice, I said. But it's a funny name. Shortly thereafter, the Green Bay goth sounding song began. And what's that?
I don't know. Do you know what that is, Justin?
I don't know. Some
Green Bay song?
Yeah, Packer.
It's that I Remember Lambeau Field.
And it sounds really gospel-y?
It's sung by a choir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he says the Green Bay gospel sounding song begins. The head pastor's wife came through and asked what song it was because she said it sounded absolutely beautiful.
It does. It's a wonderful song.
But at the end of the song, Groove...
See if you can find it, Justin.
At the end of the song, Groove's played, Dear God, But I'm Horny.
Pastor's wife heard this
and thinks this is just...
Well, it is pretty.
It is. Just gorgeous.
And she thinks, that, oh, what a nice construction worker listening to Jesus music.
Mm-hmm.
Without listening to the lyrics and realizing it's glorifying a football team.
And then it's followed by this.
Dear God, but I'm horny.
So she hears that, says the look on her face was equivalent to as if I just whipped out my willy. I promptly turned it down and continued my duties. The head associate pastors returned promptly and told me to roll up my tools and remove myself from the premises.
Oh.
They didn't appreciate the filth I had brought into a sanctified building and said they would call the police if I wasn't gone in 15 minutes.
Release the hounds.
Really?
I pulled my car up to load my equipment and blasted the rest of the segment through the front door as I collected my toys and went home.
That might be a little overreaction on their part. Maybe.
Well, you know, the real hardcore church person, they don't find any of that stuff funny. None of it. Just the real hardcore ones.
The hardcore man of God is not amused by it.
No.
Which, you know, they don't have to be, but you know, telling a guy that he's fired and to get out of there, and if he's not out of there in a certain amount of time, they're going to call the cops on him?
For something that was on the radio.
Right.
Right.
It's not like he was there saying
like
it, or acting it out.
However, there is one way out of this that the guy could have thought of.
What?
Tell the lady of the parson's wife that we have a minister that is employed by the radio station.
He should have called the station. He should have got a hold of Danny or whoever and said, like, and told the lady, like, hey, you want to know what Jesus used to do? Because they'll play some stuff on the radio and tell you about it. Jesus smoked pot.
Okay.
Yeah, we have plenty of things chronicling the life of Jesus and the ideals of Jesus up here.
Jesus drank. Okay, all right.
Jeez.
Song lyrics.
Yeah.
Corby,
maybe you.
In the snake pit, please discuss the child exploitation displayed by, quote, soccer moms who litter the back of windows of their SUVs with various stickers that add esteem to their social status by showcasing how many interests they force their children into participating in. I, for one, don't care about Jessica playing for the Hawks, Taylor being a cheerleader, or Sean starring in football, or the fat kid who supplies snacks for all his brothers and sisters. Once again, that is a little bit of child exploitation. Were you happy when your mom's... See, I never wanted to give my mom any of those stickers, those gay stickers. I was an honor roll student at Pope or, you know, whatever.
They never had that when I was a kid.
You know what? That became chic in the 80s.
They never had any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that I had one when I was a kid, and my mom would have put one on the back that said, my kid once made 3 ones and a 4 at T.G. Terry.
What's that?
That's how they used to grade you back then.
Three ones and a four.
Yeah.
Nine.
You sure yours wouldn't have said, my kid has zits?
Might have said that, too.
Please don't look in my window.
My kid is gangly with zits and screwy hair.
You just walk out to the car and cry every day. Please take it off, Mom.
What an awful
parent.
Well,
do something with yourself, and I will.
And now look at you. Now look what you've become.
I've still got zits.
I want to get a sticker that says that or a T-shirt. We need to get Patrick on that.
Like, my kid has zits.
My kid has zits.
No! He's got a mock-up as we speak right now.
Oh, man.
Greg.
Yeah, that'd be me.
What the F has happened to you? You have turned into the biggest gay boy I've ever seen. Do you look in the mirror before you head out of the house? Do you know that nobody, I mean nobody, wears those shirts except for you and people on Cedar Springs?
Oh, his blouses.
Yes, he's speaking of the new Grego blouses. He goes on and says, just because you lost weight doesn't mean you have to change your entire look. I have never seen anyone completely change their wardrobe like you did. I understand you need to buy new clothes because the old stuff was too big, but good God, man, your shirts are horrible. And I'm not some redneck who doesn't know how to dress. Your jeans are super gay as well. I saw you out the other night and couldn't believe what you had on. Some paisley BS with jeans that either belonged on a rapper, an eighth grader, or a guy who just doesn't get it.
God.
My friends told me to go online and check out some of your pictures, recent pictures. I almost passed out. You need help, man. And this is where he's wrong. Get Corby or Danny to teach you something. Or even Mike. At least he dresses his age, sans the throwback jerseys. Anyway, just get some new clothes and stop dressing like an extra on Will and Grace. See ya, Paige.
That's from a girl?
I don't know if Paige is a girl or a guy.
I've never heard of a guy being named Paige.
Now, I do get a couple of emails every day concerning people who've gone to the website and are looking at your blouses.
Now, your dad doesn't like them, does he?
No.
Because you do have a completely new wardrobe.
I had to buy all new clothes.
Yeah, but you went from just, like, regular guy gear to pretty flamboyant, hardcore shirts.
You're wearing a lot of that Perry Ellis stuff, aren't you?
No, it's most of it's from corporate tradition.
But, I mean, like the brand.
The brand?
Seven Diamonds.
We had some diamonds. Seven of them.
Would you like to respond to him?
Yeah, I would. Kiss my ass. Well, I don't worry about what anybody else wears. Nobody needs to worry about what I wear.
That's not very nice. Greg, he's concerned about you. Well, he likes the old Grego.
You know what?
The coveralls and the barrels.
He doesn't need to be concerned about me and what I dress, the way I dress.
Well, what did you used to wear? I don't remember really now.
He would just wear normal T-shirts and stuff.
No, I've never worn T-shirts. You don't wear T-shirts. What did you used to wear?
Basically the same thing.
No, Grego.
Not really.
Not even close.
No, but I didn't wear, I've always worn button-down shirts. Now, these are a little bit more out there. I admit that.
Well, what has made you go for the more out there?
Anita. In corporate tradition.
She will do that.
Yeah. I mean, I go in there and she goes, hey, this will look good on you. And she knows fashion. And so I that's what I get. That's where I get most of my clothes now, from corporate tradition.
See, the thing is, the shirts that you're wearing are in style. The problem is, and you've argued with me about this, is I've told you those type of shirts are meant to be untucked. And you told me, I know you've told me that you think your body is built like a box.
Yeah.